G'day everyone, this is Master Rabbit from Capsule Computers. Today we're speaking to Steve Papoutsis, the executive producer at EA Games for Dead Space Extraction on the Nintendo Wii. How are you doing today, Steve?
Doing great.
Excellent. And we've got a couple of questions for you with regards to Dead Space Extraction. I'll go ahead and start with the first question. You ready?
Yep.
Alrighty then, here we go. Could you tell us a little bit about Visceral Games and how they were created?
Sure. So when we were wrapping up the original Dead Space, we realized that we were making something very special and kind of different for Electronic Arts. And we decided that rather than continuing to call our studio EARS, which is EA Redwood Shores, we thought coming up with a brand identity and a name for the studio made a lot of sense, because a lot of people had been confusing us with other parts of EA. And so we decided, since we were, you know, about to release Dead Space, that moving forward we wanted to have our own unique brand name. And we came up with Visceral because we thought that that really fit the types of games that we wanted to make at our studio. And that's how we kind of came up with the name.
Next one is, for the people that don't know nothing about Dead Space Extraction, how would you describe that game to them?
Dead Space Extraction is a prequel to the original Dead Space, and it plays like an interactive movie. We're calling it a guided first-person experience. And the idea is we want people to be able to play it with a friend. So it's fully co-op from the beginning, and it kind of plays like an interactive movie, except rather than just sitting there watching a linear piece of media, you're interacting with and playing within that space.
Okay, the next one. Well, what makes, because we're seeing that Dead Space Extraction is only currently on the Wii, Nintendo Wii that is, what makes Dead Space Extraction stand out compared to the other games available on the Nintendo Wii? What would make someone jump, you know, pick up that game and go, oh, I want to go home and play that? What makes it stand out?
Well, we were hoping that the theme of the game, being that it's an action horror game, would appeal to a lot of people, and I believe it is the only action horror science fiction game available on the Wii. And also the fact that it's a mature title, kind of targeted for people that are a little bit older, that may be looking for something a little grittier, more realistic looking than some of the other titles available on the Wii.
That's very true. That's something that that's something that I've enjoyed very, very much for this game as well. It's more, I know it's set for a more older audience, which is fantastic. All right. Next question. This one, you can go into deep as you want on this one. How long was the development cycle for Dead Space Extraction? And also, could you briefly explain the start and finish phases, basically like storyboard, concept art, etc.?
Sure. We originally started talking about Extraction about halfway through the original Dead Space. When we were working on that game, we realized that we had a lot of story left to tell, and that it would be really interesting to try to develop a new game for the Nintendo Wii, since we weren't releasing a Dead Space on the Wii. So at that point, while we were working on Dead Space, myself and a very small group of people that were also creating Dead Space sat down and started what we would kind of call our concept discovery phase, where we sat down and discussed, well, you know, if we were to make a game for the Nintendo Wii, how would we go about doing it? What would be important to try to make sure we got into the game? And, you know, things like what type of game would it be? What would the story be? So all that kind of happens during kind of the concept discovery phase. That's when we kind of figure out more or less what type of game we're going to do. So that's at the beginning. And while we're doing that, it's really critical for us to kind of nail down what we call our focal points, the things that matter the most about a particular game that we're going to make. And for Extraction, some of our focal points included atmosphere, story, co-op. Those are three of the main focal points. And
right,
what we were able to do once we kind of established those focal points was kind of build our design around that. And the other really important focal point for the game was creating a unique experience that could only be achieved on the Nintendo Wii. And as the result is, it's a game that feels really great to play with the Nintendo Wii controls, the Wii remote, the nunchuck, and or zapper peripheral. So once we kind of establish those focal points, it allows the rest of our pre-production phase to get flushed out when we start talking about the mechanics, like how are we going to use the Wii Remote? How are we going to use the nunchuck? What type of enemies are we going to bring in? What's the story going to be? Those kind of elements get drilled down on during pre-production. The next big phase, once we've kind of gone through that concept discovery and pre-production phase, is actually moving into production. So, you know, concept discovery and pre-production are all about getting a plan together. Production's all about executing that plan. Mm-hmm. And so once we kind of get into the production phase, that's when, you know, we've got the design documents created. We believe we know exactly what we want to build. And now we're all about executing during production, which is just, you know, getting hands-on, building the software. And those are like the three primary phases of game development. Through the course of production, obviously, there are other phases such as alpha, which is the point where you have, you know, the game playable from beginning to end. Yep. Maybe it doesn't look pretty. Maybe there's some graphics that still need to be finished up. You know, some of the art content might not be there. Maybe you're using placeholder enemies, but you're actually able to play the experience from the beginning to the end and kind of know approximately how long the game is going to be. You know, start to see what the fun parts of the game are. You know, really start to understand exactly what you've built. Then that phase where you go from alpha to beta is closing out all the open issues. So as I described, if you had some placeholder art in or things that weren't textured, making sure that that all got textured and looked great. If you had placeholder enemies, well, before you move into beta, you absolutely have to have all those enemies completed, and they have to be functioning properly, and they have to look great. And so beta is all about just kind of putting the finishing, the final touches on it, and just getting that level of polish there. So what happens between alpha and beta predominantly is what we like to call our polish phase, where we take everything that we've got in a beta or in an alpha and make sure it just looks and plays as great as it can possibly play. And then from beta to final is when you're kind of crushing the few remaining bugs that you have, submitting it to the various manufacturers, and then pressing up the discs and getting it out to the gamers.
That is awesome. That is excellent. That's a great description of what's going on and how it was done. Okay, so the next one, you can take a little break now. The next one describe, I know you went through it just quickly as soon as you started, was describe the game mechanics, if you can, for Dead Space Extraction. Like what the players need to do to succeed, like what in Dead Space Extraction.
Sure. So our primary mechanic for the Dead Space franchise is what we call strategic dismemberment. And it's kind of our approach to the way that we would like gamers to dispatch our enemies. So with the Dead Space enemy, you can certainly pump a bunch of shots into his torso, but you're going to waste a lot of ammunition. The best way to dispatch the enemies quickly is to target the limbs and kind of whittle those down and take those apart. The way that we've designed the enemies, if you cut off their legs, for instance, they can crawl at you.
Yeah.
Or if you cut off their claws, they can continue to run at you and try to charge you. So in our world, the key component is strategic dismemberment. And essentially, taking apart the enemies, that's the way that you defeat them. In addition to, you know, our basic strategic dismemberment mechanic, we've got a variety of weapons in the game. But in the Dead Space universe, we call our weapons tools, because the people in the world aren't space marines. They're engineers, doctors, nurses, kind of regular people. And so rather than, you know, there are conventional weapons, but for the most part, when the game starts up, you're kind of forced to make do with the tools that you have. So you're actually using these tools that you collect throughout the game to dispatch these enemies. And each one of our tools has an alternate fire mode. So every tool slash weapon has two ways to fire it. So with the Nintendo Wii version, you just simply rotate the Wii Remote 90 degrees, and you can activate the alternate fire mode.
Yeah.
We also have a zero-G mechanic, which allows players to navigate sections out in space. So they're able to jump from point to point and experience what zero-G might feel like. And we've got a variety of puzzles in the game. And those are kind of the core mechanics.
That is good, yeah, because I know that I've done the floating through space, and it's freaky, but it's really, really good. And it's like you get to the point without floating off elsewhere, which is good because it takes you down that path. Yeah, that's great. All right, well, seeing that you're moving across and you're talking about characters quickly, or should I say, how many main characters are there in Dead Space Extraction?
Well, the primary team of people that kind of get thrust together throughout the course of the story is a small band of four people. There's Detective Nathan McNeil, who's a PSEC detective who comes from the planet Aegis 7. He's there on assignment. There is Sergeant Gabe Weller, who is a security officer from the Planet Cracker class vessel, the Ishimura.
Yeah.
There is Lexine Murdoch, who is a surveyor's assistant on the colony. And then there's a mysterious fellow named Warren Eckhart, who is a CEC executive who's been sent down to Aegis 7 to take a look and check out on operations, as well as hopefully he's hoping to get up to the ship and kind of connect with the crew on the ship. So there's four main characters in the band of individuals that you're going to be playing with and around.
Awesome. And the four, you play them in different chapters, is that correct?
Yeah, so of the four that I just described, without giving away too much info, you're going to get to play two, but then there's another two individuals that you'll run across in the game that you'll also get to play. So there will be a total of four playable characters. Of the four main characters, two of them are playable.
Okay, and when you do play these characters, do they have specific skill sets, or are they pretty much the same? Does it work with the weapons that you collect? Is that correct?
Yeah, so when you start a new chapter, if you have been introduced to a new character, chances are you're going to be playing them with a new weapon loadout. So as far as their abilities, everybody can kind of do the same thing.
Yep.
But the weapon loadouts vary based on who you're playing as.
Okay. All right. No problem at all. Now, I know. I think you briefly also touched this in the beginning. Now, Death Space Extraction, does it start off after the events, or does it start off before or in the middle? Could you explain just quickly where Dead Space Extraction starts off?
Absolutely. So in Dead Space Extraction, it's actually a prequel to our original game, Dead Space. So it happens before the events in Dead Space when Isaac Clarke arrives at the Ishimura. So what you're seeing in Dead Space Extraction are the moments when the red marker is actually discovered and removed and kind of sets the events into place. So the infection breaks out, the necromorphs appear, and it kind of is the kickoff moment to the events that run into Dead Space. So it's a prequel.
Awesome. It is a prequel. Okay, cool. All right. This one's a little bit off topic, but between yourself and your team, what were your games that inspired you to make a style of shooting game like Dead Space Extraction now? Games in the past, or games that you might have played when you were younger. What games were inspirational to yourself and the team when you guys were creating Dead Space Extraction?
Great question. So I'm going to take that all the way back to Dead Space, since it was all kind of related, if that's okay. So,
yeah, sure.
I think one of the big passions for the people working on Dead Space, as well as Dead Space Extraction, were survival horror games, action horror games. So For us, we were big fans of the Resident Evil series of games from Capcom. Those were really excellent and cool and creepy. We also enjoyed, Silent Hill had some interesting elements to it that we liked. But we also looked at other types of games, certainly Gears of War, Halo, a lot of the popular next-gen shooters. We looked at and played all of those. We're all avid gamers, so we're constantly playing as many games as possible. But if I had to whittle it down to just a couple games that were definitely inspirational for us, I would have to say, the Resident Evil series, and then for Extraction in specific, I think Umbrella Chronicles and the most recent House of the Dead were very interesting to look at and very cool games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're very, very fun, those sort of shooting games like that. And yeah, Capcom and Resident Evil have been inspirational to a lot of people and a lot of developers. Thank you for that. Next question. I know you touched on it again quickly, but once again, a great storyline is basically what drives players to keep on moving forward. And in my opinion, I believe Dead Space has hit a home run in that department. Now, what did you enjoy the most about creating that captivating storyline to get players to move forward? Because a lot of people think, it's just here, let's click it, skip, let's move forward. But for me, it was very captivating, and it kept me wanting to know what was going on so it could fill in those gaps. What was the most important part for you, and what was the most enjoyable part for you?
Well, I would have to say the most important part for us was to make sure whatever we did in extraction made sense and lived up to what we did in the original bed space. So one of the phrases we use for the bed space team is real space, real care. So we want to create a relatable story. We want to create a story that has compelling characters, compelling enemies, compelling plot devices, and is believable. So for us, you know, it's not only coming up with like outrageous enemy ideas, but making sure that everything is cohesive and fits together and is something that people is just grounded enough in reality where people can be, you know, really dig into it and be really interested in it. So that's like, those are the important things for us. As far as what was fun about it, I think it's extremely fun and challenging to try to create new characters and blow out the fiction of the universe. Basically, we're working with a clean slate, so to speak, because, you know, we did create Dead Space. So yeah. Now anything we're doing is kind of, you know, up to us to make sure it makes sense. And what we don't want to do is fall victim to, you know, creating scenarios or offshoots to the franchise that just don't feel up to the level of Dead Space. So it was very important to us to make sure that it was believable, compelling, had, you know, interesting characters with positive traits and negative traits, and just, you know, ultimately a story that could feed into the original Dead Space, but also played nicely in the space where the comic series lived and where Dead Space Downfall, the animated feature, lived. So those are kind of some of the things around story that were really important for us.
That's good. That's excellent. Yeah, it's true. Okay, one more, or a couple more. moving along, you've mixed up the gameplay quite nicely in Dead Space Extraction. It's not just shoot, the level's over. You've added a lot of different things, which you touched on as well briefly before, like puzzles, actions to perform, you know, with the Wii remote, and also a little bit of free time exploration. Could you explain if I've missed any of those, and maybe just go into a little bit more detail on those extra things that you might have thought that you've added to the game that have made it not a boring standard shooter?
Sure. So as I said earlier, one of the focal points for the game was to make sure it was a cooperative experience, so you could play it with multiple people, you know, with a friend right out of the gate. And going that direction, one of the big things for us was making sure that anything we were asking you to do in the game felt engaging for both players. So when we talk about the puzzles, which we have throughout the game, we wanted to make sure that if two people were playing, both people were engaged when participating in the puzzle. So the way that we do that, for instance, is not only do you take turns working on the soldering puzzles that we have in the game. So player one might do the first part of the puzzle, player two does the second part. But then we also introduced time pressure via enemies. So while one player is busily trying to solder a connection to get an elevator to work, the other player is able to actually continue combat and shoot and then trade off. So player two can jump onto the puzzle and player one can continue to fend off the necromorphs. So that's one component that we really wanted to make sure worked, where both people always felt engaged. The other elements of gameplay that we've introduced, we have our glow worm, which is essentially a light source. So much like a real-world glow stick, the players have to shake the stick in order to charge up the luminance of the stick and then actually light up the area that they're in. So that works interestingly, as it's kind of a risk-reward component. You need to decide, well, am I going to take my Wii remote away from shooting and charge up this glow worm so I can see the enemies better, so I can dismember them quicker, or am I going to try to just wing it and shoot in the dark? So that's another one of those kind of risk-reward components that we added to the game. I also mentioned our zero-G elements, where you're actually traversing through various sections of the, either outside of the ship or on the ship, jumping from point to point. We also had our stasis, which we didn't talk a lot about, or telekinesis. So stasis is the ability to slow enemies down. You're actually able to shoot out of an enemy and put him into, you know, slow motion and whittle off his limbs a little bit easier, buy yourself more time to deal with other oncoming threats. And kinesis is the module that the characters have, which allows them to pick up objects in the world. Now, we use that to pick up weapons or ammunition, but also ingenious players can use it to pick up objects in the world and then fire those objects back at enemies. So if you run out of ammunition, for instance, and there's a crate sitting by you, you can pick that up and then fling it at an enemy and deal damage that way. So those are some of, again, some of the mechanics that we've included in the game that we feel are very original to our franchise and allow players to get creative with their use.
Yeah, that's something that I've used a lot. The freezing is very, very good because it does buy you a lot of time when you can perfectly pinpoint accurate shoot those limbs off, which is fantastic.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay, next one. This is something that you can answer if you can. Was there anything that you wanted to add to Dead Space Extraction but that just didn't make the final game?
Well, I think that's always the case when we're making games. One of the challenges of creating games is, you know, trying to make sure the vision that you had at the beginning can actually get done in the amount of time you have with the number of folks you have working on the project. So there were certainly some areas that early in the project we identified that if we got into a situation where we couldn't finish everything, we could kind of scale back in those departments and still have a great game. And there were a couple little things that we changed. For instance, one of the bosses, we had a little different design than we wound up shipping in the game, but that changed. And then our challenge mode actually got cooler. We had a different idea when we were working on the game, which was our survivor. We were going to call these survivor chapters, where you would actually kind of get to play different characters in the game and kind of see what happened sort of on their story branch. And we had approximately three of those planned. And through the course of development, we said, hey, you know what, it'd be a lot cooler rather than, you know, working on those than if we did, like, you know, 10 challenge modes for the entire game. So that was kind of a benefit where we took an idea and modified it, and we think we came and delivered something even cooler than what we had originally thought about. So it kind of works both ways when you're working on a game. Sometimes you're able to add something in that you didn't think you were going to be able to or didn't even have the idea back in pre-production, and then sometimes you have to modify designs you had from pre-production because they're out of scope or they just don't fit with the allotted time or they just don't maybe make sense with the gameplay.
True. Excellent. Thanks for that. Now, there's been, especially in Australia, the iPhone and the Nintendo DS are very, very, very big, especially the iPhone, and there's thousands and thousands of new games coming out on that. Do you believe or do you think that you might bring out Dead Space on one of those two devices?
Right now, we haven't been talking about that. We don't have any plans around that. It's an interesting idea, but at this point, it's not currently on our radar.
Okay. Next one is what can we expect from Visceral Games / EA Games for your department? Are there any plans for Dead Space Extraction 2?
Well, right now we're just really focused on getting Extraction out there and getting the word out and getting people to give it a try with a friend. But upcoming games from Visceral, boy, we've got a great game called Dante's Inferno that's going to be coming out pretty quick here. I believe it's coming out in February, which is, again, you know, sticking with our Visceral brand identity of being a mature, dark, intense action game. And that's going to be coming out in February, and I'm super pumped up to play it, and it's looking fantastic. And that's it for the short term with Visceral. We've always got some ideas cooking, and we've always got some other things that we're working on, but right now we're just really excited about, you know, Extraction being out there, and then, you know, what people are going to, you know, get involved and think of Dante's Inferno, because that game's looking fantastic, and I think a lot of people are going to love it.
Now, I wanted to ask you that question so you could have popped that out, because, yeah, I think a lot of people have been waiting for that game for a long time.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'm one of them.
Yeah, me too. Okay, finally, what do you love most about working at Visceral and EA?
Oh, geez. So,
where do you start?
For me personally, exactly. Where do you start? So when I, you know, just like you, you know, I've been playing games forever, you know, going all the way back to Pong. I'm guessing I'm a little older than you, maybe, but I've played games forever. I've lived in the Bay Area my whole life, so I grew up around, you know, Atari was down the road, and EA is, you know, real close to where I grew up, and So I always loved EA games from a very young age, and it was just amazing to be able to come here and work and get to work, you know, with the people that brought out all these great games that I loved when I was younger. And working at Visceral has just been awesome because I'm working with a fantastic and creative group of people who are all interested in making really high quality games. And so it's just exciting to know that every day when I go to work, I'm surrounded by creative individuals who want to make kick-ass games. And it's really cool and really fun.
Awesome. Done.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for your time and answering all these questions about Dead Space Extraction for the Nintendo Wii. And I would recommend that if you're a fan of the Dead Space series, jump in and get yourself a copy of Dead Space Extraction for the Nintendo Wii. Once again, excellent in every way. Fantastic story, fantastic gameplay, and fantastic game overall. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that, Steve, before we go?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks a lot, and hopefully people get a chance to experience Extraction with a friend. Thanks.
Thank you very much, and we'll speak to you very, very soon. Thank you.